Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pele Yoitz, Shir number 305, on the topic of Dibur, speech, and using our speech as a tool, as a way of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are we getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By making brachas. Mitzvah levarachas Hashem. It's a mitzvah to give brachas to Hashem. Now, does Hashem need our brachas? Hashem doesn't need anything from us. When we make the brachas, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's Berachas HaNenin, meaning a bracha that we make before we eat food. Berachas HaNenin, we get Hano. Personally, he's about to eat an apple, a steak sandwich, ice cream, whatever it is. Who gave us this food? So, yes, it could be you bought the food from the store and you say thank you to the person behind the counter, or the waiter, or the waitress, whoever, however you got the food. Or it could be you made the food, or your wife, or your husband made the food. Anybody could have made the food. But we have to remember to connect the dots, because everything comes from Hashem. And sometimes we forget that. And even if we make a bracha, sometimes we make the bracha, we say the bracha without the proper thought. Baruch Ato Hashem. You, Hashem, are the Makar. You're the source. Ato, you. The Chafetz Chaim would say that the word Baruch is a whole discussion. What does it mean, Baruch? It's all a discussion of Nefesh HaChaim, Zarichus. The word Atah, there's no difficulty. There's no question. Atah means you, Hashem. We're talking to you, Hashem. We have to strengthen that relationship. Baruch Atah Hashem Adoy Nakol. You, Hashem, the master of everything. Elokeinu. You, Hashem, are the Ptak of Bala Yecholus. You are the power who can do everything and does everything. Shemashkiach aleinu b'ashkacha pratis, that watches over us b'ashkacha pratis, with direct and specific watching and concern. And that's what it means, ashkacha pratis. Hashem is watching directly over each and every one of us what we need. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech. You're the king. You, Hashem, you're the king. Imagine making a bracha with this mindset 100 times a day like we're supposed to. We build our emunah. We become bodybuilders of emunah. You, Hashem, you're the melech. If you're the melech, that means I am charged with the responsibility. I'm charged with the responsibility. Because I am the subject. You're the melech. And I'm here to serve you, Hashem. Ha'olam. Ha'olam is the world. That's a literal translation. And the word ha'olam comes from the word helam, hidden. And this is very powerful. Because we live in a world where things don't add up to us. And we should not try to make sense of it. That's a big mistake. It's beyond our comprehension. Hashem is the melech ha'olam, the melech, the king of the helam, of the hidden. But we have to know that Hashem is in charge. Charge yourself, remind yourself on a regular basis. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. You, Hashem, are in charge of everything. So I don't have to know how it makes sense, what's going on. That's not my job, that's not my department. And I won't be able to. The CPU of our brain is not capable of understanding. We had last week's parasha, famous Chafetz Chaim Alatayra, the Chafetz Chaim Alatayra, which I've said in the past is a must to learn. And one of the Chashiva members of this Chavura that listens, he told me, he said he learns Chafetz Chaim Alatayra now because of my encouragement. So I want to thank you for giving me this chus that you're learning this now. The Chafetz Chaim says, in last week's parasha, the Shvatim, Parshas Vayigash, the Shvatim were very confused. Nothing made sense to them. They were very bewildered. They go down to Mitzrayim. They're being accused of being spies. Shimon's been thrown in jail. Then he's taken out of jail and giving tremendous treatment, wonderful treatment. And then they find the money back in their sacks. And then they go back to Mitzrayim. And then they're being accused and this and that. And then the goblet, what's going on? What's going on? Nothing made sense to them. Two words. Says the Chafetz Chaim, two words were uttered by Yosef at Tzaddik's mouth, and everything made sense to them. What were the two words? Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. Says the Chafetz Chaim, L'as Lavoi, which should become soon in our times, Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch will say two words. Ani Hashem. These are the two words. Ani Hashem. When Hashem says these two words, Ani Hashem, we're going to get this supercharge of a CPU, computer unit, an upgrade in our brain, and we'll be able to understand now, Ani Hashem, all of those things, all of the confusions, all of those things that didn't make sense to us, it will now click and make sense. Ani Hashem. And we have this opportunity Hashem gives us. It's the Rabbanon, the most brachas the Rabbanon, besides for benching, part of our Bechas Torah. But we have a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to strengthen ourselves, strengthen our emunah, with Berachas Hanan and all the time. With Berachas HaMitzvahs, Rav Tzadok HaKohen Lublin, the Tzidkos HaTzadik, he says, when you make a bracha and you say, Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvayisav V'tzivanu, V'tzivanu, you're giving yourself a shot, a boost of Kiddusha. V'tzivanu, Asher Kiddushonu, you Hashem commanded us, V'tzivanu, and you command us with this Kiddusha, to do this mitzvah. Asher Kiddushon, this Kiddusha is going inside of us. Every time we do a mitzvah of mitzvahs of we say Asher Kiddushonu, you're giving yourself another shot. Some people get flu shots. You give yourself a shot of Kiddusha. That's what's happening, says Reb Tzadok. And Berachos Hodois, and all of them have to be said benachas of a kol ram uvikavana of a simchas aleif. Simchas aleif. Making the bracha besimchas aleif with appreciation. Connect the dots. Realize whatever you're making that bracha on, it comes from Hashem, especially the Berachos Hashachar. Especially the brachas in the morning. Bakech ivri malbi sharumim. It's now the winter time. How many of us wear scarves and gloves? And the earmuffs, of course, the coat. The Malbish Sharumin, that's part of what the bracha goes on. And we're thanking Hashem for your scarf. Sometimes, you leave the scarf here or there, and you go out, and then your neck is cold, and you feel it, 25 degrees with the windshield factor, you feel it. Or you can't find your earmuffs for a day or two. Then you find your earmuffs. Now it's comfortable. Well, who gave you those earmuffs? This is Malbish Arum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those earmuffs. So tomorrow morning, Mitzvah Hashem, we make these brachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You Hashem are the source. You Hashem. Not TJ Maxx. Not Amazon. Not a click over here, a click over there, and we forget where it comes from. You Hashem, you are the Malbish Arum. Thank you for my gloves. Thank you for my coat. Thank you for my pants, my skirt, whatever you wear. This is the brachas. This is how brachas should be made. Mitzvah levarich es Hashem, hatzlacha rabbah.